Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. That's Chuck Berry bringing us back, the legendary Chuck Berry. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Cam Fine. Camden Fine is the president of the Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org. I encourage you to check them out. And folks, you know how I feel about community banks. Cam, I got brand new polling, and we polled my audience over the weekend, and we asked them, if you were going to borrow money this year to grow your business, where would you get the money? 60% said community banks.
Wow, that's terrific.
Yeah.
And that tracks with our polling.
It does. It tracks with mine from, I do this about once a year, and it's staying pretty solid at 60%. So congratulations on that. It needs to be about 80%, and if I have my way, that's what it will be, because when 2008 happened, the big banks pulled out of Main Street, and the community banks,
right,
they couldn't pull out. Folks, they're planted in the ground.
That's exactly right. That's where our roots are.
Yep.
You know, where the big banks have branches, we have roots. And there isn't any pulling out because...
There's nowhere to hide, is there?
There's nowhere to hide. That's one thing about a community banker. They go to the local basketball games and the
yep.
local high school football games, and they have to be around their neighbors and their customers
yep.
all the time. So
yep.
that's where their roots are.
So tell us what you're seeing out there in the economy. When I polled my audience, ever since the end of November, I'm starting to get a lot more enthusiasm from my folks. What are you seeing out there?
Yes, we're seeing a lot more enthusiasm, and that's beginning to show up in our numbers. The community banks appear to be doing better. Their margins are healthier. Their loan portfolios are ticking upwards. Their performance overall is better, and so I think Main Street is getting healthier. It's been a grind, as you know, over the last few years.
Yep.
But you know, the economy, psychology plays a big part in the economy, and the bankers are feeling better now. They're feeling better since last fall. They feel like there's hope now that they can get some things done. And when you feel better, then things just look better to you, and you begin to sort of have new energy, and you're rebounding.
Mm-hmm.
So our banks overall, I think, are doing better than they were. I know they're doing better than they were because the metrics are there. And
well,
so we'll see.
One of the things I'm excited about is that if you're a business that survived through the last 8 years, you probably have deleveraged, and that probably more than likely means that your balance sheet is a lot stronger than it ever has been, a lot cleaner, and your cash position is probably a lot better than ever. And so what I've been saying, Cam, is that if we can get this economy growing at 3% or so, with that kind of financial records that small businesses have, and a bank that's less oppressed by regulation, that's how we grow the economy in a quantum leap factor. What do you think? And everybody makes more profit.
Yeah, there's no question that the balance sheets of the community banks, and that's my sector, are much stronger than they were before the crisis, and their capital is stronger. You're right. They don't carry as much debt as they used to. They're much better, in a much better position to handle it. And yes, everybody wins. Small business wins, the small bank wins, the consumer wins, everybody wins. And that lifts everything up. Everybody is lifted up. You have stronger
yep.
wages, stronger workforce, more job creation. And that's good for everybody across the United States. And it will keep the United States the number one economy in the world.
Right.
And I think we can get there. We can get there.
Cam, a lot of people don't know this, little known secret, but the president, President Trump, listens to my show every day, and he's listening right now. And I'm sure he'd like to know if he could do one thing for community banks this week. What would you have him do?
Well, I would love for him to number one, appoint a community banker to the Federal Reserve Board. There's an opening for
That's never happened before, has it?
That has never happened
before. It's time.
And it is time.
Go ahead.
It is time for him to do that. And keep on sending the signals that he believes in regulatory relief. And if he gets behind that, then the Congress is going to get behind that, and we're going to get that done.
How about closing up shop over at the Community Finance Protection Bureau, the CFPB?
Well, it would sure help to clip their wings and to have a new form of governance over there. So
Cam,
that would
help
a lot.
Good job today, and I'll see you in San Antonio in about a month.
I'll see you soon.
Looking forward to it. Cam Fine, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and does a great job for the community bankers. And as you know how I feel about community bankers, folks. Get to know, if you don't have a community banker to work with, get one today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.